Hey, Mujer, it's Micaela, host of the Fearless Mujer podcast. What is the Fearless Mujer? It is a space for the mujer who ever felt rejected, misunderstood, and without a seat at the table. If you are ready to renew your mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve you, and you're ready to be inspired to fearlessly pursue the dreams on your heart, then I invite you for a virtual cup of cafecito. You can listen to the Fearless Mujer on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and wherever you podcast.
Hi, Scaredy Cats. We hope you guys are having a great day so far. We are your hosts, Sway and Liz. And for those of you who are new here, welcome to our podcast where we talk about true crime, the paranormal, and all other scary stuff. And if any of that interests you, make sure to add the Scaredy Cats podcast to your favorites and tune in every Wednesday for a brand new episode. And also, while you guys wait for a new episode, follow our TikTok page. Like I said in the previous episodes, guys, we are so close to hitting 100K followers on there. So it would literally mean the world if you guys go check us out and give us a follow if you haven't yet. And we also have a YouTube channel, so go check us out. That's also at Sway and Liz. But yeah, guys, we have all these other platforms that you guys can, you know, stay tuned while you wait for a brand new episode.
Yeah, guys, and like our YouTube right now, like we have a lot of scary videos that we post on there. Yeah, just as much as, you know, we talk about scary stuff on here. So definitely check out our YouTube channel. But we also review the latest scary movies, and if you have any stories you'd like us to talk about, please feel free to send those in at our social media pages at Scaredy Cats Podcast, or you can also use the email in the description of this episode.
And yeah, guys, as you read the title of this episode, we're going to be talking about the haunted mansions of Albion, and they are located in Idaho. If you guys haven't heard our episodes where we say we're located in Idaho, we're literally like probably an hour away from the haunted mansions of Albion. Yeah. And it's like one of the biggest Halloween attractions in all of Idaho. The history behind this place is actually very scary, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before we get into all of that, we just want to talk about our experiences at the haunted mansions. You know, despite it being like a very fun Halloween, like haunted house, like something fun to do on an October night, it just gives you like the heebie-jeebies just being there,
like, especially when you pull up, guys. Like, this is a huge, and it's a mansion. Mm-hmm. Like, it literally is mansions. So like, once you pull up, you're just like, oh snap, like we're really doing this. And yeah, I think like the first year we had gone,
the view is so weird.
Yeah,
so eerie.
And like the first year we had gone was I think when that Joker movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like the whole like Joker theme. Yeah, and clown theme. Oh man, like that freaking scared the crap out of me, that's for sure.
Guys, their clown, they have a clown room. I'm terrified of clowns. Like I've said this before on TikTok, YouTube, on that podcast episode, I'm terrified of clowns. And every time we go through that house, they do like such a good job to scare those people that are terrified of clowns.
Yeah,
like you said, even just driving up to it, the view of these places is so creepy. Like when the sunset is setting and like
we're waiting in line and getting ready, because I think they have like, what like, is it, four different rooms you can go into.
I think it's three, remember? There's
okay,
one,
yeah,
two, three, and then there's the booth,
yeah,
where you get your tickets.
So it's pretty crazy. I don't know, I definitely like going, and it's definitely worth the drive, especially for us, because I'm like, when we're all like excited, we want to get in the spooky mood, we're like, okay, let's go to Albion.
Yeah,
and it's like always, it's you, me, my dad, and our brothers. And it's so funny because it's always been that way. I don't even know, for the last few years it's like our little tradition that we all go to the haunted house together. And like last year I think we went to a haunted corn maze.
Yeah, last year was the first time we didn't go.
Yeah, it's always worth the drive to go out there.
Yes, guys. And yeah, like I said, even though like aside from it being a haunted house and the main purpose of it is scaring you, being in there, we knew a little bit of the history before, but being in there, there is a place where you go in the basement and it's so dark, guys, like extremely, extremely dark. I just have always gotten a weird vibe when I go there. It's not, like I said, it's not because it's a haunted house, but it's just like your hairs on your neck stand up, you get goosebumps, you feel so cold, and you feel like somebody is watching you. Like,
well, then
you just get weird vibes.
And we even try to take a picture, I think it was of like you or my dad in the corner, to see if we can catch anything in the back, because even when you go in that room, it's quiet.
Very quiet.
It's quiet. There's not really a lot of sound. You kind of have to guide your way through with like your own flashlight. Mm-hmm. So that definitely like makes everything more intense.
Yeah. But we're also in the works of being able to go explore the haunted mansions of Albion for a YouTube video, like do a whole ghost exploration.
And we're really crossing our fingers we can get this to work, because the owner, I believe her name is Heather. So yeah, we're trying. not, you know, we're working on it right now. It'd be awesome if we could.
But with all that being said, guys, let's just jump right into it. Every year on October 1st, the Haunted Mansions of Albion open their doors to the public. The owners of this place transform an abandoned campus into one of the most popular Halloween haunted house attractions in all of Idaho, and is also the largest indoor and outdoor haunted house in the entire Northwest. Purchasing a ticket gets you into the School of Chaos, the Zombie Academy, and the House of Clowns, which I said I am completely terrified of that one. All of these are sure to make you scream, but while all of that might sound like a fun October night, the true history about this place will give you goosebumps. Before the buildings were named the Haunted Mansions of Albion, it was actually a school called Albion State Normal School, which was an institution of higher learning in western Idaho, and was established by Idaho's legislator in 1893. Fast forwarding to 1921, the state legislator approved the closing of the school in Albion and its relocation to Burley, Idaho, where they would offer a two-year teaching program for teachers, and then it would later be renamed Southern Idaho's College of Education in 1947.
And unfortunately, due to the school's low enrollment problems and lack of funding, it closed down in 1951, which is 72 years later. And the academic programs of Albion would then be transferred to ISU, which is Idaho State College, in Pocatello, Idaho. And the original school campus in Albion was vacant until 36 years later in 1957, when the Magic Valley Christian College opened at the campus. And the school was open for about 12 years until it closed its doors in 1969. So this is kind of like a little pattern.
Yeah, it was like, if this place was just like open and close.
Yeah, open and close. And the Albion campus would later be deeded to the city of Albion, and for years the city maintained the abandoned campgrounds. During this time, rumors began to spread around town after landscaping workers encountered unexplainable things while working on the campgrounds. One of the workers said that during his time working on the place, he would come across ghostly animals such as dogs or cats, and when he would fall in to see if they would perhaps return to its owner, they would mysteriously disappear. And honestly, yeah. If I saw that with my own eyes, heck no. And like, side note, I have one of my tios who lives in Winnemucca. His name's Theo Luis, you know? He tells me the scariest stories all the time. But there's one similar to this where he had seen someone, like a little boy, walking on the playground, and somehow the little boy disappeared. Just gave me like flashbacks of that story. I'm like, man, I don't know how people can, I wouldn't even know how to deal with that.
Yeah, and guys, the way this person described it, it's like, so he would just be working and a random dog would just appear and start barking. And I think he also had an encounter with a cat. But this dog, you know, he was like barking at him, and the guy, you know, was like calling it over. But while he was like walking towards the dog, he wasn't like in far distance. Like, the dog was literally like close to him. While he was like following the dog, trying to, you know, grab it, when it would turn the corner and he would turn the corner, he said it was just be gone. Like, it just vanished into thin air.
You know what that kind of reminds me of? Like, what if these animals were spirit guides?
They're for trying to lead them somewhere.
Yeah, like, to show them something, or, like, you know, because, like, you know on the movie Coco, and how, like, that the little dog in there is, like, the spirit guide and stuff like that? That's kind of what I think these, like, animals could have been.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the encounter he had with the cat, he said that the cat, like, came up to him, and it was like, you know, how cats rub on your leg and stuff. And he said that when it was doing that, it felt real. Like, he felt it on his legs, like the cat, you know, like purring and stuff. And that when he tried grabbing it, it started running away. But when it ran away, it, like, turned around and look at him, like, waiting to see, like, hey, are you going to follow me or not? And then the guy would start following it, and then it'd start running away again. And then once they turned, like, one of the corners to the building, it would just disappear. And, that's like, so you can't say that it's just, like, ran away, because the guy was super close to it. When you were turning the corner, he could see, like, where the cat ran away, or the dog, which the dog is a bigger animal. But he said he would turn the corner, like, a couple seconds after the cat or dog did, and they would just be gone.
Jesus, it's scary. Weird, yeah.
Like, what? If you were that person and that happened to you, what would, like, how would you feel? Like, I feel like I would just immediately get goosebumps.
I would too, or I'd be like, dang, I need to get some sleep or some caffeine. I need to eat some food. I try to do something like, okay, this is just logical. This is a logical thing to do, is to get some food or caffeine in me and then call it good and just act like I didn't see it. Knowing myself, guys, and I am a true scaredy cat, like, to the core, guys, I'd just probably run and I'd be screaming my head off and be like, okay, I'm not doing this. You guys gotta find someone else to do landscaping.
Yeah. But aside from that, other workers also experienced disembodied voices. The type that would make all of your hair on your body stand up, they described. During their daily sweep of the building, workers would frequently hear voices coming from inside the buildings. And keep in mind, guys, these buildings were blocked off by, like, wood. So, you know, when they put, like, abandoned buildings, they say don't enter. They put, like, wood on it.
Like, nail it up.
Yeah, so they said that they would hear laughter, sometimes screaming, and it even sounded like a human growling at one point. So, I don't know what this could be, but at times they would also see a white figure looking down on them through the windows, and then when they would turn around, it would just mysteriously vanish into thin air. Like,
that's weird.
And if you guys, I mean, you guys look up pictures of how these, like, the haunted mansions of Albion look. If you guys knew how they looked, I'm picturing it because we've been there. These buildings are huge with lots of windows. Like, just imagining somebody, you being a worker, and you see, like, somebody on the window looking down at you, knowing that these places, this place is vacant
yeah.
and blocked up, and then you just look away and it's gone. The amount of goosebumps I would get is, like, insane. It would just be such a scary scene to be at.
Like, the kind that you see in the scary movies.
Yeah, like, it would just be weird because, like, this place looks so eerie during the fall, guys. It literally is like something out of a movie. Like, you can imagine, like, the sun setting, like, bats flying.
Yeah.
That's how, like,
it's eerie so cool it looks. To be there,
yeah,
though.
It's cool, oh my gosh. You get, like, those butterflies when you, like, pull up to the place. But, guys, it doesn't stop there. One time, a man encountered a black-haired ghostly woman who was seen a lot by visitors, kids who would try to roam around the abandoned campus, and even people who were interested in the building. And people who attended these schools when they were open came out and stated that it was rumored by students that a ghostly black-haired lady would roam the hallways during the evening times, and a lot of students who would stay for after-school activities would come across her. Along with that, in the basement of one of these haunted buildings, which is the one that we were talking to you guys about, where you just get, like, weird vibes, it is said that there is a school cook that haunts the kitchen of Comish Hall. Typically, if you're alone in the basement, she will appear somewhere, just walking around, like if she's doing her day-to-day, you know, duty at the school. And it's said that if you go by yourself, it's more frequent for her to, like,
appear
because that's when you're most vulnerable, you're more scared, you're more, you know, you're just by yourself. So that's
and
when
you're
these,
like, also
apparitions,
like, more aware because you're like, what the heck, like, what's around me, like, what am I gonna see?
And, like we said, guys, that basement is, it just, that presence is heavy. Like, you feel somebody's there, somebody's watching you.
I remember the first time going in there, I was like, dang, I want to just get out. Because I just felt like something was coming.
Yeah, and in some of the articles that I read, it said that a lot of ghostly people, and, like, why it's so heavily paranormal, is because a lot of Native Americans, you know, roamed that part. A lot of, you know, people passed away, and it has a lot of history. And I heard that some parts where the campus was built at, I don't know if this is actual facts, but it said that that's where some of the, you know, Native Americans would bury their loved ones when they'd pass away and stuff. So I don't know how true that is, but yeah, guys, it has a lot of history, and those buildings are just, they're old in a sense, you know. So it has, a lot of people have been through there. This town is just, it's just like an old town, you know. And that's
even
the feeling,
like,
you get,
yeah, like, yeah. Even driving there, like, guys, there's like, you pass a few, like, mountains and stuff, but there's that one house, you know what house I'm talking about, right? When we're going on the way there, I'm like, dang, this is like an old town kind of deal.
Yeah, it's like your brother Kiko always says it, it's that, like, kind of old town that you see in movies where, like, the sheriff, like, comes up to you and you're like, you guys ain't from around
here, partner. Yeah.
Like, that's the vibe you get when you go into Albion. Like, it's just such a small town, but it looks beautiful. Like, don't get me wrong, it looks beautiful, but it's just that, like, that small town that gives you that vibe.
Yeah, and I think even just having that haunted house there definitely, like, amplifies the feeling.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But despite all of this, in 2007, the Mortison family purchased the place and rehabilitated parts of the campus to serve as conference rooms and retreat centers called Albion's Campus Retreat. And it is also home to the Haunted Mansions of Albion. And some interesting facts, guys. Ghost Adventures actually explored the Haunted Mansions of Albion on their 15th season, which is super cool. I didn't know this. They did this. Now I want to watch it.
Same.
I'm definitely going to
watch
it.
We should check it out.
I was, like, heavily
addicted Ghost Adventures to watching Ghost Adventures. Yeah, they've actually done a few episodes here in Idaho, and I think one of them, yeah, at the Flower Factory or the Mill, whatever the heck it's called, they did one over there too, and I haven't seen it either. I think I've seen it, like, I remember seeing it when I was younger, but I don't remember it, that's for sure.
Another interesting thing is the Albion Normal School awarded over 6,460 degrees.
Dang, that's a lot of students. Yeah, that's a lot of degrees. That's pretty cool.
For it being open, like,
as much as it was,
that's a lot of students that graduated from that school.
What I want to know, though, is why it's called the Albion Normal School. It's like, y'all normal. You can come ahead. You can go ahead and come to our school because you're normal enough.
The Albion Normal School. That sounds like something that would,
you know, like that one, like
paranormal. Yeah, Paranorman.
Yeah, or you know that one show, Monster High? That one kid show?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of like what it remind me of, or that one show that the kids watch, Descendants. Yeah, that's like something that would be in it, the normal school. That would be a normal school. Like something you'd see in a Disney Channel movie or something.
Or like, I don't know why I automatically thought about Paranorman, that movie.
Yeah,
like that's a good movie. It sounds like that would be their school name.
Or even like
the Albion Normal School.
Or Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah. But yeah, guys, that is like the creepy history of Albion. And if you guys are from Idaho, let us know if you've, you know, visited the haunted mansions of Albion. And if you're not, if you plan on coming down here during the fall, like, definitely check it out. It is one of the most funnest, you know, haunted house experiences that you could ever have, and we'll definitely check it out this upcoming October.
Well, another thing too, guys, that's my favorite, and I think any haunted place has to have this, has to got some good snacks out there.
Yeah,
and they got it good. And then they'll do like little performances in between while you're waiting in line and stuff, so it's pretty cool. The vibes are awesome there, and definitely you get the spooky feel, and it's definitely like on our top list for our little October bucket list.
Yeah, it is, guys. If you haven't checked it out and you live in Idaho, I will definitely say to put that on your bucket list to come and check it out. It'll be like well worth your time, well worth your money. It's super cool. The whole, like, the amount of effort that they put into all of their houses is crazy, guys. Like,
they probably,
the props, the actors are all, they do a good job.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media pages at the Scaredy Cats Podcast, and that's Scaredy Cats with a K. And also, if you enjoyed today's episode, leave us a review by letting us know what you loved about it. We would really appreciate that. But without further ado, we are out.
Peace.